Whether you love it, hate it, or have never thought about it, chances are some nanny wants to ban it. Presenting the Nanny of the Month, runners-up.
Washington, D.C. officials who are mulling a Bloomberg-style soda ban. And Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which put the kibosh on alligator pool parties.
How do you top having an alligator for a swimming pool party?
The rescued baby gators would get taped up and kids would get a safety lesson, but that didn't satisfy officials who halted the newly created alternative to those creepy Chuck E. Cheese parties. But there can be only one Nanny of the Month, and this time it's Los Angeles City Councilman Paul Koretz.
Today, the city council approved a new law that bans stores from selling dogs and cats unless the animals are rescued or come from a shelter.
The ordinance was spearheaded by Koretz, who wants less business for pet breeders and more pet adoptions. And we all want animals to have homes, but pet store owners, who could face misdemeanor charges for violations, say, what about freedom of choice?
This country is founded on choice, and people should have a choice.
So unless it goes bankrupt first, the city with double-digit unemployment and a deadly slow emergency response system is poised to become the largest jurisdiction to crack down on pet sales. Check back next month for more examples of busybodies minding your own business.